Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God I would lay on your hearts today comes from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, verses 27 to 33, as follows. And Jesus said, "Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going to war against another king, does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple." So far the Holy Word. Dear friends in Christ, fellow redeemed, what do bricks have in common with bullets? Well, not much at first glance. But both are extremely useful for different purposes. Bricks are used to build, bullets to destroy. With bricks, you can build a beautiful home or a magnificent tower. With bullets, an army can defend itself from against its enemies. Depending on whether you're a building contractor or a soldier, you might find either one of these items extremely handy to have around. But who would ever think that you need both bricks and bullets at the same time? Who would? You would, dear Christian. Disciples of Jesus Christ, that's who needs bricks and bullets. Our text for today reveals that every true disciple of Christ is a builder and a soldier at the same time. Building a Christ-like life, that's like erecting a magnificent tower. Fending off the attacks of Satan, that's like a constant battle going on. Both building and battle are vital for the Christians, but it would be impossible to carry either one of them out without the right source and the proper supplies. Being Jesus' disciple is very difficult. That's something that we should consider carefully before we even start. But here in our text, God gives us great encouragement through his Son, Jesus Christ. The message of our text for today tells us that it can be done if we know where to go for the right supplies. So that's why our theme is the disciple's source for bricks and bullets. You see, God gives you what you need to build a disciple's life. And God gives you what you need to fight a disciple's battle. Jesus, what's really amazing is just the first verse of our text. Jesus said, "Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." You know, as you read through these verses, you think of what a disciple has to do, right? What you need to do, how you need to get things straight in your life. Well, don't miss Jesus' introduction here, because it's what he did for us. Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me. Jesus never asked anyone to bear a cross before he himself did. You know, we here in the New Testament church, we stand fully appraised of what our great God did for us. We know that he went to the cross on Calvary after much brutality against him, suffering, the crown of thorns, the whip, the scourge, the mocking, the beating from the soldiers, finally the criminal's death on a cross by crucifixion, all to pay the price for your sins and mine. That was Jesus' cross that he bore for us. That's the church of God. That's God's kingdom right now ruling in your heart and mine. So, with this first example of how to build the Christian's life, how to build the building, First, we have to look at what Jesus built. Look at his kingdom. Because you're one of the living stones built into his spiritual house. Scripture says, you are alive right now because of what he did for you on the cross. You'll never die, Jesus promises, because of what he has accomplished for you on the cross. Like living stones. You are part of his house. He built you and continues to build you up in his word. The disciples' source for bricks, it's Jesus. We come here and gather here every Sunday morning. We open our Bibles at home. We, in a free minute of our time during the week, pore over a Bible verse and draw comfort from it. Why? Because Jesus is the source of building our lives as Christians. It's because he already built the spiritual house and put us in it. We belong to it. It's done. That gospel message of what he has done for us causes us to go out and build our lives as his own dear children. When my sinful flesh wants me to go a different path, the word of God draws me back, as it does for you. When I get tempted to sin and fail the temptation and sin anyway, same as you do, it's that powerful word that builds you up and assures you that you have still been forgiven, that there is still new mercies for you every day. That allows us to continue as God's children, erecting that monument to his glory, which is your life as a Christian, going out and doing the things God wants you to do, not because you need to earn your way up there, but because your way has already been earned by you through your Savior Jesus. Your way for you has already been earned by Jesus. God gives you what you need to build a disciple's life. Jesus wants you to consider carefully just how much it's going to cost to construct and maintain your life as a Christian. The best way to consider that is to look at what he gave up. You know, in many places in Scripture, and actually the verses right before this text talk about anyone who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And we think, wait a minute, we might have to give up our own family to follow Christ? That's what happened to the Apostle Paul. He says, all these things he's left behind, and he counts them as rubbish when compared to the glories that his Savior has given him, the forgiveness of sins, the house that the Lord Jesus put him in. You and I have been given that same house. We're part of that house. And now we build our individual lives as Christians, fueled by that source. The source of bricks to build our lives is Jesus, and we continue to go to that all the time. I know sometimes it feels like you run out of bricks, doesn't it? Oh, when you drive down the road in the countryside and you see an old dilapidated farmhouse or even a house that's nothing left but the foundation, you think, wow, at one time there were a lot of hopes and dreams connected with that house. And now look at it, come to ruin. Well, that's what would happen if you came to faith in Jesus Christ and ended up losing your faith and ended up relying on anything and everything but the source to build your Christian life. You know that source is Jesus. Don't let any other temptation enter in that's going to take you away from the good advice that comes from God's word. Sometimes it's our own family that wants to give us good advice, but that flies in the face of the gospel. We got to watch out for that. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind. It's a command, and it's not as much as you can. It's, all of it. God wants all of our heart and soul and mind. And it's his right to ask for that, because he gives us the power to carry it out. And in fact, when we fail, he reminds us Christ kept it for us. Christ did give God all the glory. Christ did love the Lord his God with all his heart and soul and mind. And Christ's perfect keeping of the law, which we call righteousness, Christ's righteousness is now accounted to you. There's no strings attached. That righteousness is yours. You're wearing it like a white robe right now. so that God looks at you and says, not guilty. Your heart might condemn you, but God says, I'm greater than your heart, and through Christ I have forgiven you. That enables us to go out and build our Christian lives every day to keep on building that glorious tower to the Lord for His glory. The disciples source for bricks and bullets. God not only gives us what we need to build a disciple's life, but He also gives us what we need to fight a disciple's battle. Fight? What fight? Verse 31 says, what king going to war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a way off, he sends a delegation and asks condition of peace. Have you ever met anybody that didn't believe in the devil? And, I have. And I've asked him, what's evil then? What's the source of evil? And the scripture identifies the devil as the source of evil. The source. The one from whom came, he's called the father of lies. We also have the hosts of spiritual evil angels that accompany the devil to worry about. We've also got the unbelieving world around us that wants to take us away from God. We've got our own inner sinful nature that doesn't want to have anything to do with God and is there every day ready to fight. Do you see, we've got huge battle ahead of us every day. Scripture says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers in the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. That's a daunting outlook of a battle that lays before each one of us every day. But, like the prophet in the Old Testament, whose servant was so frightened because he didn't see around this huge army of enemies that were about to attack him, he didn't see the host of angels that were encamped. The prophet prayed and said, please open his eyes. And when his eyes were opened, he could see the myriads of angels that far outnumbered, that those who were with them were more than those who were against them. What battles go on every day around us that we're hardly even aware of, or that we maybe have not even noticed? The angels that the Lord has assigned to each one of us, His messengers to protect and guard and keep us. What goes on in those heavenly places? Well, we know what God says about the evil spirits that are there. We know what God says about His angels, His heavenly spirits, to protect us. He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. But that's not the only battle, the invisible battle that goes on around us. There's also Your daily struggle to stay on track, to keep your life in line with that you know will please God. The disciples source for bullets for this fight. God gives you what you need to fight a disciple's battle. Don't try this on your own. You don't have the weapons. You don't have the strength. You don't have the strategy or the intelligence to beat the devil. No one does except Christ. Jesus says in the last verse, likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. See, I got to let go of everything that I think I can fight the devil with, or that I can fight a temptation in my life with. Maybe my will or my determination will help me overcome a bad habit, a vice in my life. Wrong. That's not how we fight temptations. We fight it with the Word of God. We fight it with those bullets that are able to destroy and to bring to light the truth so that all evil is sent packing. Jesus says, forsake all that you have. Bullets to fight with. What did Jesus battle with? True God battled the devil and beat him. True God battled the devil with something mankind would have never thought. He battled him with a perfect sacrifice, with a perfect obedience and a passiveness that allowed men to crucify him, that stood by while the very wrath of God was poured out on his soul, so that all your sins could be paid for in full. That was Jesus' victory over the devil. That's what crushed the old serpent, the devil himself, destroyed his power over you. Now you've been given this deliverance. The victory is won. But the daily battles rage on. And that's why Jesus gives us these words here of encouragement to count the cost of discipleship. To remind you to look to what he has done. Because as his disciples, our source of bullets is him. It's Jesus Christ. The word tells us in Ephesians 6, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Does that sound like top of the line armament to you? Well, it is. And it will never go out of style. It will never, the power of God's word will always be able to fully arm each one of us so that we too can take up the sword of truth, Jesus' word, knowing that Jesus already defeated all our worst enemies. And that gospel message will enable us to do battle every day against our own sinful flesh, against the temptations of the world, against the devil himself. You're armed. Never mind the Second Amendment. You've got God's word. You've got weapons available to you that are beyond man's imagination. And they're all aimed at protecting you. And they're all aimed at giving you the ability to tap in so you can defeat these enemies in your life. In 2 Corinthians, the apostle wrote, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. So, bricks and bullets. It's a strange combination, but one that's familiar to the Lord's disciples. Way back in the Old Testament, you can read about it, in the year 455 BC, the prophet Nehemiah was in charge of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, which had been leveled to the ground when they were conquered by the Babylonian army. As the walls were being built, however, they were constantly being attacked by the neighboring Sumerian army. God's people had to learn to be soldier workers. These guys actually literally had to work with a trowel in one hand and a spear in the other hand. They were attacked constantly all day long as they built that wall. Let's follow that example. Let's you and I be builders and fighters. With the bricks that God gives you, you can build a disciple's life. And with the bullets that God arms you with, you can fight a disciple's battle against the devil. Amen.